Case 91 of the Shoryuroku goes like this. Officer Ko, while talking with Nansen, said, "Teaching Master Chao said heaven and earth and I are of the same root. All things and I are of one substance. This is quite marvelous." Nansen pointed to a flower in the garden and said, "People these days see this flower as though they were in a dream." So let's take a few minutes to look at this case. Officer Ko had heard Master Chao say that heaven and earth and I are of the same root. All things and I are of one substance. This is fundamental teaching in Buddhism, which reflects the Buddha's realization of dependent arising, impermanence, and non-self. In hearing this, Officer Ko had an insight and thought it was quite marvelous. And Nansen didn't disagree with Ko. Instead, he pointed to a flower and said that people see it as if in a dream. So Officer Ko heard the words of Master Chao and carried them with him until he met with Nansen. That's fine. It's a wonderful insight. But it isn't long before it becomes just more baggage. Something we hold on to and then miss our life right now. Eventually, something will arise in our life that frustrates or angers us. Will we still believe that all things and I are of one substance? What Ko expressed was basic Buddhism. What Nansen expressed was basic Zen. Buddhism teaches us about the true nature that we and all beings share. Our Zen practice teaches us how to realize and manifest that truth. So, what is seeing a flower as if in a dream? We all know the dream that Nansen is talking about. We call it the self-centered dream. When we hold to our ideas and beliefs about ourselves and others, about the world we live in, we are living in this dream. Nansen could have pointed out at a rock or a weed. It would be the same. We might like flowers and not like weeds, and we might simply ignore rocks. But he wasn't really talking about any of these. He was talking about how we see, how we perceive, and how we appreciate and respond to whatever arises in our life. Nansen advises that we can awaken from the self-centered dream and see the flower, or anything else, as it is. How we do that is fairly simple, but not always easy. The first step is to notice, to become aware of how we are stuck in our ideas and beliefs about how our life should or shouldn't be. What follows is the opportunity to realize that those ideas are based on the assumption that we are a self in a world of other. When we see the impermanent and ungraspable nature of this life, and when we see through the illusion of self and other, we manifest what the Buddha called right view. That's why our Zazen is so beneficial. It offers us a chance to be just this moment experiencing and to notice all of the thoughts, feelings, and sensations that arise in the here and now. It allows us to embrace what it means to be a human being and to be aware of how we demand that this life be the way we want it to be. As we make our practice effort in our Zazen and throughout our life, we begin to appreciate how wondrous and ungraspable this life is and always has been. We don't need to hold on to insights we might have or words of wisdom from teachers, past or present. They serve only to encourage us in our practice. We don't need to discover Buddha nature. It's right here all the time. We need only cease looking for something else and give ourselves completely to what is. Turns out there are no clouds to obscure our vision except those we create. And the pure light of wisdom is simply the candle on the altar. It illuminates everyone and everything freely, without bias or distinction. Maizumi Roshi once said that we are all perfect just as we are, and we could use some improvement. Dogen's question was, if we are inherently Buddhas, what's the use of practice? What can we hope to gain by our efforts? The answer, of course, is nothing at all. We don't need to change who and what we are. Our practice is to realize and appreciate the truth of who and what we are. It isn't some mysterious or hidden secret. It's not even something that can be known or taught. It can only be experienced. It's right here, all the time. Our true nature is always staring us in the face. All things and I are of one substance, which means that everyone and everything we encounter is reflecting this truth. Thanks to our practice, we can experience this directly. In my initial interaction with Gemio one-on-one, I asked him, what is Zen? And he replied, I don't know. I was looking for a definition, an understanding. What he gave me was reality. We can't know what Zen or this life is, but we can experience it directly. Unless, of course, we are living in a dream. Thank you.